Welcome to episode 169 of the Martin Bailey Photography Podcast. Here we are at the end of 2008, and I thought once again that I would take a little time to look back over the year and see what went well and see what didn't go so well. And having been a pretty tough year in many respects, it's definitely not all good. But let's look at my 2008 anyway, and then we'll see what I'm going to try to do in 2009. Note too that I'll be bringing you my 2008 top 10 images next week. There's a few days left in 2008. I'm going to be out shooting as well, so you never know. There may be a few little winners left to come in. So I thought I'd leave that until next week, and then we'll get into it. So first today, let's think about what I said I was going to do in 2008 and see whether or not I got to it. Then we'll take a look at the 10 things that I want to try to do in 2009. One thing that I had started to do but haven't really continued at all was uploading images to stock photography sites. The first reason that I stopped doing this is time, basically. It really just took a lot more time than I'm prepared to spend to actually upload my images to multiple websites. The other thing is that one of the sites that I started to get involved with, there were three in total. One of them needed tax forms for the US, or more specifically, a form saying that I'm not a US taxpayer, and I just couldn't be bothered to fill this out. I need to do it at some point. The thing is that I have these for, I have a stock options plan with my day job. I have this sort of thing registered, but this place needs a certain form, and I really just find this sort of thing a pain. The one that I did for the stock options one, it was like I had to do an e-sign sort of thing. Just type your name in and say, yes, this is correct. Hit a button and you get your form. This place needs me to actually go to the tax office and, get all sorts of stuff. And it's just a real pain. And especially when you consider that, the other sites that I'm involved with don't require this. It was one of those things that I just couldn't bring myself to do. The other reason, if I'm really honest, is that, despite uploading a fair few images to a number of sites, they just aren't selling. And, I know that to make any money in stock photography, you have to really upload lots of images. And also, I'm not really shooting stock photography. I'm shooting fine art photography in the most part. And it's obviously not appealing to the customers that use these agencies. And I've actually sold more stock this year through people finding my images on my own website. And, it seems that I'm in pretty good books with Google. I've done a certain amount of optimization and, the keywords are picked up pretty well. And so I'm not really that bothered about getting involved in other sites at the moment. So it's more of a sort of priorities thing. But, time, the main thing, not selling the other, and a really annoying tax form, the third. I'll revisit this at some point, though, but it really requires a bit more work than I think I can put into it right now. So it's off even the back burner now and probably in a Tupperware bowl in the back of the fridge or something. Another thing that I wanted to do and did not get to is a calendar. This, too, just fell by the way due to other responsibilities. The priority was just not high enough to win my time over other things. And, it still isn't. I think I will revisit this at some point, but probably not for 2009. I'd like to do this as a yearly thing. So it starts from January, ends in December. And, it's not done now. And so I probably just will leave it again for now. And, the thing is, I think that there's a tendency to think that if you build it, they will come, sort of thing, But the internet isn't as easy to sell stuff as you might think. And so, you know, I'm really sort of not going to bother with this for now. The Hokkaido workshop, of course, went ahead. That was one of my major things that I had to do in 2008. It was a great success. We're now moving towards a bigger and better 2009 Winter Wonderland workshop, and I'm really looking forward to doing it. Unfortunately, again, due to lack of time and organization on my part, I wasn't able to advertise in some US magazines, which is what I really wanted to do and think I should have done to get a, you know, a full tour. And so, you know, I couldn't generate as much interest as I'd hoped. And, you know, with the current global economy really taking its toll, a number of people have made that were pretty much sort of, you know, definitely going to be joining. A number of people have contacted me saying that they won't be able to join. And, you know, so it can't be helped. It's understandable. You know, the economy problems are real. And I really can't blame the people that drop out. Trouble is, you know, it does mean that we don't have anywhere near as many people signed up as necessary. And I'm just bordering on, you know, I don't think I'm, if any more people drop out, then I won't make any profit. So, you know, I'm really, really sort of hoping that we at least maintain the people that are on the list at the moment. Hopefully these, you know, the people that couldn't join will be joining us in 2010 or, you know, later years. It will definitely be something that I'll continue to do. And, you know, as soon as I get back from the 2009 trip, I'm going to start to work on the plans, but we'll get to that later in my top 10 2009 want to do list. I didn't shoot as much as I'd like in 2007. I was looking back at what I wrote in the wrap up of 2007 podcast. I didn't do in that, you know, last year I didn't shoot anywhere near as much as I wanted to. And one of the things that I said I was going to do, I was determined to get out more in 2008. And I actually ended up getting out less, which was really frustrating. At least, you know, I feel like I've got out less. I was looking back over the images, and it seems that there was, I don't remember the exact numbers, but there was actually about 30 less photos that I uploaded to my gallery in 2007 than I did in 2008. But a number of the ones that I uploaded in 2008 were from clients. Shoots and assignments and things, and that's something that I've not done so far. So, you know, I think at the end of the day, probably we're about the same, but it definitely feels as though I've actually got out less in 2008. Without trying to make excuses, you know, my day job has just been crazy pretty much for the whole year. And, you know, we moved offices at the end of 2007, which means that I was commuting by train across town this year for the first time since coming to Tokyo in 2000. And, you know, that means automatically that I have to spend over an hour more in my daily commute. And, you know, when you don't have that many hours each day to do stuff, to catch up on photography and, you know, do your post-processing, prepare for podcasts, and various things that I do in relation to photography, then, it, you know, an hour a day it can hit you pretty hard. The work itself has been simply crazy too. Lots of new work to do, which in itself, of course, is a good thing. But it means spending a lot of time trying to figure out how to do more with less budget and all of that sort of stuff. So, you know, good work, but basically kept me very, very busy. Then to really sort of put a nail in the coffin for my photography in 2008, I decided to do something in the latter half of the year that really just took up a lot of weekends, most of my weekends for a few months. And, you know, I can't tell you how frustrating it was to know that the mountains in Nagano were in flaming autumn color while I was stuck at home doing paperwork. Forgive me for not telling you what it is that I'm doing right now, as it's not because I'm trying to sort of hide it and keep it away from you. It's more that I don't want to jinx it. I'm a little bit superstitious at times. And I think, you know, I'm one of those people that when there's something I really want, if I tell people, then I feel as though, you know, something behind the scenes will flick a few switches and then it'll all go pear-shaped. So I'm not going to mention what it is for now. Hopefully, though, the work that I put into this will be worth it in the end. And I'll certainly be telling you as soon as it comes through, if it goes well. If it doesn't, I'll probably be jumping off the highest building here in Tokyo. I think that's a joke. anyway, all in all, for the most part, I've either been, you know, physically working more or just working harder. And so, you know, when I get home, I've either collapsed on the sofa, not been able to open my eyes for an hour or so, rather than planning trips and things. I've also simply found it impossible to get up early some weekends. It seems that the fatigue sort of catches up and, you know, builds up. Because what I generally tend to burn the candle at both ends. So I'm sort of getting up early in the morning to go to work in my day job. But then when I get in front of the computer in the evening to work on photography-related stuff, it becomes like it's after midnight, it's 1 a.m. When I get to bed, and I'm getting like 5.5, 6 hours sleep. And so by Friday, it sort of builds up. And so the weekends have, on the most part, been my way of sort of catching up on sleep. And, you know, I feel like a Japanese salaryman, they call them, the businessmen. And, you know, they do that a lot, I hear. You know, I hear stories of wives being upset with the husbands for spending Saturday mornings and Sunday mornings probably as well in bed. I'm not that bad. I do try to get up relatively early, but definitely getting up at 3:30 or 4 a.m. to go out and drive for 2 hours into the mountains is something that I've not been able to do really hardly at all this year. And so that's been very frustrating. It's led to a lot of self-kicking and, you know, almost led to, and seriously, you know, possibly being as close to having some sort of mental illness towards the end of the year than I think I've ever been. But, you know, I feel good most days, and hopefully next year things will start to look up and I'll find myself with more weekends and some time, you know, other time to take longer excursions and do some nice photography, get out into the field and do some good quality work there. It hasn't all been bad, though, by a long way. One thing that I'm very, very happy with is that I did a lot more photography work in 2009 than any previous year. Consequently, I made more money in 2009 at photography than any year so far. I'm really hoping that I can keep the momentum going here. Again, it really comes down to time, but I'm determined to keep building on what I'm starting to do. I actually recorded a Focus Ring episode from midnight last Friday, 2 days ago. Thought I'd jump in on that for the last recording of the year when I had a chance to. So that was good. And I actually spoke a little about the fact that I'm also very happy with my digital workflow right now. Things have just really come together tool-wise, you know, especially in the last few months with the help of a few third-party tools to enhance Lightroom. Of, you know, just enough to make my workflow feel as good as perfect right now. So I'm not going to go into details in that here, though. So, you know, take a listen to the latest Focus Ring podcast when it comes out. It wasn't released when I checked a moment ago, but, you know, I'm sure it'll be out in a few days. And so, you know, check that out and find out a little bit more about how happy I am with my digital workflow at the moment. And of course, there are three other topics from the other guys, and we had a great chat. So keep your eye out for the Focus Ring podcast within the next day or so, hopefully. One other thing that is, you know, finally towards the end of 2008, that I made the time to put together a book of our 2008 Hokkaido workshop photos. The book is 2,000 pages. The book is 96 pages and contains 12 images from 4 of the 5 participants plus 12 of my own. So, you know, that's 5 times 12, do the math. I guess that's 60. Yeah, something like that. I'm terrible at math. And actually, you know, what I'm going to do, I'm just going to check that. At 50. Yeah, it is. It's 60. Anyway, I also included a number of images from the posse as we were sort of making our way around the island, having the time of our lives. And so it's a great book to sort of to look through. It's available on blurb.com if you want to order your own copy. And I'll put a link in the show notes, but if you search for my name on Blurb, you'll see the book there. I had been a little bit nonplussed about the quality, but having sent Blurb some photos of the book, that they agreed that this was substandard. And just to sort of, you've probably heard me over the last few weeks, but like every left page seemed as though there wasn't enough ink applied to the page, or it was scuffed badly as it came off the press. So I contacted Blurb. They asked me to photograph the damage, and I did that. And they actually sent me they gave me a credit for my next order. So, knowing that they stand by their quality, I've actually gone and ordered a bunch more photos, books from them this last week. I'm still waiting for them to arrive. I've also ordered one set of books on the premium paper. At the moment, I'm making it available on the standard paper to keep the price down. But what I'm going to do is I'll take a look at the premium paper, and if it makes much difference, then, I'll probably change the settings so that it's sold with the premium paper from now on. Anyway, let's move on and take a look at what I'm currently thinking about in 2009. So one of the things that I've learned through 2008, especially looking back, is that my energy levels do apparently have limits. And I've pretty much ignored these over the years. But I'm thinking, my day job's not going to get any easier. And if I keep on going the way that I am, I have been over this last year, especially with the things I mentioned, like the commute and stuff, I think I'll probably make myself ill. So I'm going to continue to try to streamline a few things, hopefully making way to get to a few of these things that we're going to look at now. At the moment, I still don't have a good idea of how I can streamline some of the other things. So I'm not going to commit to these. These are not resolutions as such. Also, since putting this list together last week, I've had a good lengthy mail communication with our good friend Landon Michelson from the forum. And many people probably know Landon from Flickr as well. I've had a good chat with Landon, and I'm actually thinking of joining him on his 2009 project. I'm not going to go into any details. That's Landon's project. He's meticulously planning things out as usual. And so, one thing is, it's not in the list because I really don't know whether I can do it or not. But I'm seriously thinking about it. In the meantime, though, let's go through my 2009 want to do list. It's not a to do list as such, it's a want-to-do list. I'll get to as much of this as I can, some of which will depend on how much I can streamline a few other parts of my life, as I say. So number one, no particular order here, by the way, but number one is obviously to do the final plans and get everything ready for the 2009 Hokkaido workshop. And then as soon as I return, probably more importantly, is making sure that I get the 2010 planned as quickly as possible, and actually start to get some real advertising done, and so try to fill the 2010 tour as early as possible. Number two is to try to find a venue for a show of my work. This could either be paid for by me, which happens a lot here in Japan, or sponsored, and I really don't care which, but I seriously want to do a show here in Tokyo. Number three is that I want to do a book, ideally one that will accompany the show that I've just mentioned in number two, and therefore, I could sell the book at the show, hopefully. My first plans, I don't know if I'll use Blurb, it all depends on how they come through with this last batch of books, but I want to do a book, probably The Nature of Japan, to go with my portfolio, which I'm going to be updating soon, by the way. I want to offer a few loose page fine art print folios of my work. This is number four, by the way. I've been toying with this idea for well over a year, but the delay is getting silly now, and really what's holding me back is that I've been looking for a good presentation method. I really just need to make a decision on what to go with, though, and get something made available. Number five is that I want to do more paid portrait work or assignments. You know, I've really enjoyed doing the work that I have done this year. And, you know, it may be preceded by putting together a nice web page or a website to help to get the word out that I'm available for this sort of work. And then, of course, you know, there'll be some marketing required. I'm under no delusion that the web presence alone is enough to make this successful. So, you know, a bit of work to do there, but I really want to sort of push that work a little bit more in 2009. I want to read more. I've picked up a number of great photography books in 2008, and I still haven't read them. Over the last few days, I picked up the copy of The Moment It Clicks, I think it is, from Joe McNally. Hang on, let me just... I'm just looking over my shoulder here. It's on the living room table. The Moment It Clicks from Joe McNally. Great book. I've only got into it the first few pages, but it's really nice to just actually sit down and relax and do a bit of reading. So all of the other books, including this one that I haven't read yet, that have been haunting me from my bookshelf, I'm hoping to get to some of those in 2009. And this is really as part of the helping myself to relax a little bit more as well. Let's see, where are we? Number seven. I want to get up to speed on all of the applications in the Adobe CS4. I should say Adobe, so that you all know what I'm talking about. In Japan they say Adobe. The CS4 Design Premium Suite, which I picked up a month or so ago, and I've been playing with Illustrator a little. Obviously, I'm pretty happy with my Photoshop skills, although there's always more that you can learn there. I was actually trained in Illustrator, Photoshop, and a few other things when I was at college here in Japan in the late 90s. It's changed so much, you know. But so a little bit of playing with Illustrator, mainly to make a graphic for the book that I was just mentioning on the Hokkaido photos. Apart from that, though, I haven't really done anything. There's InDesign, Flash Professional, Dreamweaver, Fireworks, and Acrobat Pro. All of these things that are in there that I really haven't done a lot with yet. So I want to make time to get stuck into some good tutorials and online training, and really start to use these tools, hopefully to do some better marketing of my photography and maybe the portrait work that I was talking about and various things. A few projects that I'd like to get to that are going to require these tools. So I really want to get stuck into some tutorials and learn those, become more proficient in 2009. Number eight, I'm determined to do more social networking. I've finally this last month started to upload images to Flickr, and I've started to spend a little bit more time in that community, making connections and a few new friends. If you're on Flickr, by the way, add me as a contact. My Flickr name is Martin_Bailey. There's a link to my Flickr photo stream on the top page at martinbaileyphotography.com too. Whatever happens in my professional life, number nine is that, I've got my day job, so either photography related or non-photography related, no matter what happens, I want to make sure that I continue to make time to do this podcast. It helps to keep me in check. You know, people thank me for it, and that's always nice, of course. But I've said before, I get a lot back from this, not just in the fact that I get to meet some great people, over in the community on the photography forum at martinbaileyphotography.com. It really helps me to keep myself in check. I find myself thinking about what I'll say in the podcast when I'm shooting. That helps to sort of revert back to myself and go through thinking about what I've learned in photography so far, and being a little bit more inventive. There's a lot of things that I get back for just doing this podcast. So I definitely want to continue to do that. And number 10, the last one, like I say, no real order here, but the most important thing for me is to continue to, this is a very open one now, but to continue to achieve through 2009 a feeling that my photography itself, the art that that I'm creating is progressing. As always, you know, I'm a big believer that our newest work should be our best. I'll probably get into this more next week, but you know, I do believe that I've continued to improve my art through 2008. I think that we should always strive to feel that. If you don't feel as though you're progressing, if you feel as though you're stagnating, then you could have, you know, there's something needs to be done. Even if you aren't in the best location, you don't get out much. Like I may not do in 2009, although I'd like to. What photography you do, we should always feel that the quality is improving. And so, you know, number 10 on my list is to continue to feel that the quality of my photography is progressing. So that's the list as of today. One last update before we finish is that at the end of 2007, yesterday I went through my online gallery and did a little bit of pruning. I went through every page of thumbnails, opening the suspect images. There was a few that I knew about already. But I've been through the gallery again at the end of this year and removed the images that no longer either match my creative vision or personally perceived quality standards. Some, I have to say, I've left in there because I've talked about them in a podcast at some time. I don't want to leave that, you know, break that link. But I've tried to be as ruthless as possible. Despite making a concerted effort to allow my images to breathe a little bit after shooting them, so as not to upload them through the excitement of the shoot or over, you know, or just sort of, you know, I've mentioned this before. Sometimes we work hard to get shots, and so you want them to be successful, but if you're really honest with yourself, they're not that good. And I've really, one of the things that I tried to do in 2008, and I think I've done in the most part, is really sort of give images a little bit of time to breathe after the shoot. And then it gives you a more sort of view of things, you know. So I sort of step back, give them a few days, and then upload them whenever possible. Pretty much, like I say, I've been successful in that through 2008, but there was a few that got through. There was maybe a handful. One of the main reasons was especially for two or three of them, was that there were macro shots that were done in similar subjects but in various conditions. And I didn't think they were great shots, but I uploaded them because I intended to speak about them in a podcast at some point. But I never got around to the podcast, and so they sort of got left in there. And I fully intended to get rid of those because I was never that happy with them as photographs. And there was a few others, but basically, how many was it? 28. I got rid of 28 photos, yesterday. And so, you know, a little bit of a pruning session. There are still some images that are very borderline, and probably as I reshoot them, or do similar work in coming years, I'll be removing them. But yesterday, the prune was just 28, a lot less than last year. You know, last year I got rid of a few hundred images, but that was the first time I'd done it for 5 years. So it was a bigger job. But, you know, still, it felt good this year to cut away some of the lesser offerings and make room for some more work in 2009. And with that, we close off the 2008 podcasting year. And as I said at the start, there are a few more photography days left. So I'll be bringing you my 2008 top 10 images next week. I want to wish you all a happy new year and hope that 2009 brings you every success in the areas that you want to be successful in. I'd also like to thank you for listening through the year, and for those of you that contribute to the community at martinbaileyphotography.com or the MBP Gallery's members website. Thanks for that too. I'd like to do a special thanks to the moderators, Marissa, Landon, Forrest and Dave. You guys do a great job in the photography forum and at the members on the members website. So, you know, I really appreciate that. Your work there is just, it helps so much. So thanks very much for that. I would like to thank all of the major contributors in the forum as well. You know who you are. You know, there are a number of people that sort of, you know, flit by every now and again, which is nice. That's good. It helps to keep things fresh and moving. But there's a core batch of people that really, really help out and provide so much information and life and questions, you know, and answers over there in the photography forum. So I want to thank all of you. I'm not going to mention names because there's so many of you, and I'll probably miss someone out and then I'll feel really bad. So you're a great bunch to hang out with. Even if you don't get that actively involved in the forums, if you're listening to this, then you're part of the community. So once again, a very happy new year to you, and I'll be back in 2009 with more Martin Bailey Photography Podcasts. Bye-bye for now.
PhotoCastNetwork.com, your photography resource in the podosphere. PhotoCastNetwork.com.